Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. This video is a brief beginner's guide to raising sheep on pasture small scale. In this video, I'm going to give you 3 things that you need to prepare for before bringing sheep to your farm. And I'm also going to share the negative effects that we encountered when 5 years ago we brought sheep back to our farm without fully preparing for these 3 things. This video is geared towards those raising sheep on 30 acres or less. I'd also like to call on the sheep owners that are watching this video right now to leave in the comments what breed you're running and one piece of advice that you would give to beginner sheep farmers. I asked the same kind of question in my previous video on sheep versus goats, and you guys left a gold mine of information in the comments, so I hope you'll share your knowledge in the same way in this video. A free resource I have for you if you're in the research process of bringing sheep back to your farm is the 13 things you need to raise sheep. It's a free PDF download available in the description box below. Number one on the list of things to manage for as a sheep farmer is parasites. Beginner sheep farmers generally have a 1 to 3 year grace period. The pasture is totally clean and untainted by sheep manure and the parasites that reproduce through that manure. But as your sheep graze across your land base, those parasite loads will build slowly. And regardless of the breed you're running, if you're running in a set stock situation, you're going to notice a massive uptick in parasite problems. Here are 3 quick ways to be proactive about parasites. Number one, set up a rotational grazing program straight out of the chute. Once your sheep are back at your farm, you do want to give them a little bit of time to adjust. But once they know the sound of your voice and can follow a feed bucket, try to put them in a grazing rotation. Number two, try to avoid penning your sheep up every night. But if you do have to pen them every night, make sure that there is no grazing space within that pen that you use. Number three, and probably most importantly, if you are going to use dewormers on your farm, make sure you use the correct dosage rate. Ironically, the dosage rate on the back of the packages is extremely misleading. It is a maintenance dose and not a treatment dose. I'm going to link down below a chart by Clemson University with the correct dosage rates for the various dewormers that are currently available. Something else to know about parasites is that ewes are the most sensitive to them around lambing time and 30 days after lambing. Be especially aware of this and manage accordingly. So how did we get these wrong 5 years ago when our sheep were delivered at our farm? Number one, we had no rotational grazing program in place. It was a set stock system. Number two, every night we penned our sheep up and there was plenty of space for them to nibble at grass while they waited for us to lead them back out to pasture the next day. And number three, we were using improper dosage rates for the dewormers we had available to us. 18 months into sheep farming, our land base hit that saturation point. We lost half of our adult ewes and the majority of the lamb crop from that year. It was not until we implemented rotational grazing, correct deworming practices, and kept our sheep out of the shed every night that our death rate went from above industry average to 1/3 of industry average. I have a dozen videos about grazing sheep and setting up grazing systems for sheep, and I'm going to link the playlist to that down below so you can binge watch those videos after you're done here. Number two management preparation you need to make is for containment. Sheep are difficult to contain, not as hard as goats, but definitely not as easy as cows. 5-strand barbed wire is not effective containment for sheep. At our farm, we have a 6-inch woven wire field fencing. We bought it on 330-foot rolls at our local farm store. And within that perimeter fencing, I will use the poly tape to create my daily grazing paddocks. If you cannot expense the expensive perimeter fencing up front, don't let it discourage you from getting into sheep. But I would advise that you use portable electric netting over polytape or polywire as a means of containment for your sheep. Now, when I do give this advice, I usually have a few Greg Judy followers call out the fact that he contains his sheep on a single strand of poly wire. But what needs to be understood in this context is that Greg Judy is running on large acreage in very rural settings. Now, when you're running sheep on small acreage, you're usually right next to a neighbor or right next to a highway, which means that when sheep jump out of a paddock, instead of having 50 or 100 acres of grass to enjoy before bothering anyone, they're usually jumping straight out of the paddock onto the highway or into your neighbor's yard. So keep that in mind and make your own decisions accordingly. How did we get it wrong when sheep arrived at our farm 5 years ago? Well, we just assumed that 5-strand barbed wire would keep them in. And it did for about 30 days until the grass was greener on the other side. And the other side just happened to be our neighbor Debbie's yard. We also had a lot of predator losses because predators, coyote, wild dogs, neighbor's dogs could easily slip in and out of that 5-strand barbed wire. We ultimately upgraded to that field fencing for a perimeter that I just referenced. We did it in small sections as our budget allowed, and it was the biggest but best investment we made in permanent infrastructure for our farm. Number three on the things that you need to be prepared to manage for as a beginner sheep farmer is predators. Predator pressure is really going to vary from farm to farm, but it will be an issue, whether it's coyote or just the neighbor's German Shepherd. Livestock guardian dogs are the gold standard for flock defense. That said, I do not have a livestock guardian dog. I mentioned the perimeter fence before, and since installing the perimeter fence, we have only lost one sheep to predators. In just the season prior to that installation, we lost 4 sheep in one season. We have 2 large pet dogs that roam the perimeter of our farm and will bark at anything that approaches the fence line. I also run my sheep alongside a cow herd, and once those mama cows drop their calves, they will not tolerate canines in the paddock. They will even run off our pet dogs. Predators are a serious issue, so you need to have a defense plan. And that is the end of the podcast. Some of my podcast episodes end a little bit abruptly because they are actually audio from video, and I have to crop off a little bit of the end portion to keep you from being confused at some information that I give that's specific to my YouTube channel. If you guys want all of the links referenced in this episode, please click on the description of this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.